With your URW High School Football Scoreboard Show, I'm Ryan Stone. The GW Eagles picked up a 28-14 win over Amherst on Friday night behind a big performance from running back Stanford Lipscomb.
As this Amherst crowd rises to its feet, a little bit of cowbell action. Covington drops the pass, quick pitch, caught at the 30. Lipscomb turns it upfield, down inside the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown Eagles! Great timing there from GW, good patience from Octavian Covington. Stanford Lipscomb scores his third touchdown of the night, and Covington with his second passing touchdown, and the Eagles lead by 20. 27-7 with 6:13 to go in the third quarter.
Alex Brandon also rushed for 147 yards for the Eagles. The win was the 100th for head coach Nick Anderson at GW. Anderson praised his players and staff after the win.
Man, it's just a testament to the kids in Danville. I mean, you know, I've been blessed to have a lot of really good football teams and a lot of kids come through our program that, you know, laid it all on the line. And, you know, we've had some really good seasons here. And to get 100, you know, in the beginning of our 13th year is something special. You know, it's a testament to these kids, man, and these coaching staff. You know, definitely can't do it by myself. And I've got so much help, and I'm very blessed to have such a good team and good coaching staff.
GW is now 1-1 on the season and will host EC Glass on Friday. The Tunstall Trojans won their first game in nearly 2 years as they beat Chatham 43-6. Quarterbacks Seamus Ryan and Caden Pritchett led the way for the Trojans with 3 total touchdowns apiece. Head coach Kirkland Brown credited his team for bouncing back after last week.
It just gave our kids some confidence, I think. You know, we fell up just short last week, 49-42, and that was really tough because we were up 2 scores in the third quarter and just kind of let that one go away. That kind of stung. So I was really interested to see how we'd respond, especially defensively. You know, offensively, that's the best we had looked all summer, all camp, and it wasn't close. And I think that gave us confidence on the offensive side, but I just wanted to see how we were going to respond defensively. And Chatham came in 1-0, had played a Prince Edward team and won a game. And so it was just big for us to be able to bounce back.
Tunstall is now 1-1 on the season and will host Gretna next week. Speaking of Gretna, the Hawks won a 48-41 shootout over Bassett. Quarterback Rayshon Logan had a monster night with 5 passing touchdowns and a rushing touchdown, along with 281 yards through the air to lead the way. Gretna head coach Sean Miller was proud of his team's effort to erase a first half deficit.
You know, all shots out to those guys, man, because they stuck with it. To have our home opener to a very good Bassett team. You know, we see them a lot in the spring and 707 in the summer, 707, so we're familiar with them. They're familiar with us as far as like what we want to do in the passing game. And shouts out to that kid from Bassett as well, man. He could spin it, and we knew coming into this game that we had to, you know, lock in.
Gretna is now 1-1 on the season. The Dan River Wildcats fell on the road at Halifax County last night, 29-17. Dan River will host Bassett next Friday. That's your URW High School Football Scoreboard Show. I'm Ryan Stone.